America Weekend.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
I am a man, you are a woman.
Yes.
Now, which makes...
Those are the basics.
Right, and it makes the chemistry of the show work.
Yes.
Now, as we were finding information to be able to disseminate and give to you here on the show this week, we came across this from ilike.com. Now, I'll be honest with you, I've never heard of ilike.com.
I have not either.
As long as they're providing stuff for the show, that's okay.
I was going to say, but they came up with some interesting content here.
Reasons why women are better than men. And this goes to show you that I'm essentially a very confident, good person, because I have no problems, no qualms exposing these.
To this.
Yes, because I realize that's going to be it's going to be 11 minutes of subjecting. All right, reasons why women are better than men. Number one, communication.
Yes,
women are better at communicating, more verbal. Science has also proved that a woman's brain can process a lot more words, feelings, and emotions. Essentially, men are morons. That's what they're saying here. Right?
Yeah,
we're dumb. We don't communicate.
No, but it's like when you have to talk to them, especially about something important, it's like trying to get blood from a stone sometimes. It's like, come on.
Really? And why don't we want to talk?
I don't know.
Why is this?
I don't know.
Is it something that the woman does?
You guys like shut down.
Maybe the woman is doing something that causes the man to shut down.
Yeah, talking.
Really? Now, I've been married for almost a quarter of a century. I've been talked... Two, all right? That's the key. You're talked and then you respond. And that's what makes the marriage good.
But we've been married just under 3 years, but...
Wait till you walk in my shoes.
I pray we get there. No, we will.
Yes.
I'm crazy about him. But I get one word responses to things, like important things.
Really?
You know, because I'll be like...
Wow.
You know, what do you think?
No.
Don't. False.
You know, no. Try. All right. So you get one word responses.
One word responses.
Wait, if you then wait a few minutes and if you join all those one words together, do they make a sentence that's satisfactory to you?
No, not even close.
I tried. Okay.
Not even close.
All right. So communication.
Communication.
Not always the best.
Yeah. We need you guys to try a little harder.
Number two, psychic powers. Women have more psychic power than men, and this power becomes stronger after they give birth to a child.
True.
When a baby screams, mother instantly knows what is wrong and how to fix it. Aside from motherhood, women are also psychic about men. They know when their husband is lying or cheating on them. Really?
Okay.
Really?
I don't like that they refer to this as psychic power. Women's intuition is a real thing.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because you know in your gut,
yes.
There's like
something's going
we're in
on.
Tune, right? We're in tune with the people that we love, and
okay.
we know if something's off, I'll know.
Really,
and
the antenna,
yeah,
the radar,
yes,
the DeFalco antenna system. It's going, it's searching
your satellites,
yes,
up in outer space.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. You're searching for truth at that point.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So the key here for your husband: tread softly around Kara.
Just you know.
Psychic powers. Wow. Number three, multitasking. Again, these are reasons why women are better than men from ilike.com, whatever that is. Women can manage to work, home, family, and friends without an effort. And not just that, they can iron your shirt, help a child with homework, cook dinner, prepare a business presentation, and listen to their family's problems all at the same time, while men can only think about managing either their home or their office one at a time. Now, I have to admit something. Every afternoon, my wife does something that I would not be able to do. Mm-hmm. She comes home from work. She cooks dinner. She helps my son with his homework if he needs the help, and she also has work to do for work once she gets home, and she does that every single day.
Yes.
And up until recently, she was doing this while also caring for a sick family member. So, you know what? In that case, kudos to my wife, who's actually sitting here in the studio today.
Yes.
And who's now smiling at me, and I have to ride an hour in the car home with, so we're going to make sure this is really, really good. But yes, women are good multitaskers, and look at you. You have so many things going on at one time.
That's exactly what...
The show, Cucina, things, everything else. We're all over
lists.
The place.
There's pieces of paper all over my kitchen because if I don't write it down, I might not remember it. But yes, we definitely go from I'm working for myself. I'm working for this. I'm working, you know, from doing stuff for the home. I have to prepare a meal. I have to check in on everybody and make sure that they're okay. And what do they do? And So
how many pieces of paper in your kitchen right now?
You don't even want to know.
Yes, I do.
No, there's a minimum of three. A minimum of
I was going to say minimum of 12. I was going that high.
There's three lists.
Yes.
But then there's, you know, additional pieces of paper that need to be dealt with.
Okay. So you can multitask.
Yes.
All right. So we have two great examples here. Of course, the co-host and, of course, the wife.
Yes.
Everybody's happy and, you know, and you know what they say. Happy wife, happy life, happy co-host, happy show.
There you go.
Number four, managing finances. Women are more careful about finances than men. House budget also runs more smoothly if a woman handles things. So wait, women with money. Is there really a special power that a woman has with money?
I don't think it's a power so much as kind of going back to that being a little more
cautious,
careful and caring with. Where, you know, I think sometimes a man might not always take the entire family situation into consideration, where a woman might be like, well, as much as I would really like these shoes or something for herself, mm-hmm. she's turning around and going, but we still need to, you know, pay the rent and buy the groceries, and we're going to so-and-so's wedding at the end of this month, so that means we have to give a gift.
Right.
So, you know, so she's calculating in those things where I know for me, my husband, he'll wake up on Saturday and go, oh, we have a wedding today? I'm like...
And it was your psychic powers that reminded him through your intuition.
It was the Google calendar that we share.
The Google calendar that you share.
That's
wow.
It's a good tip for folks.
So that's how women handle finances better. How about this? Number five, women handling stress better. According to recent studies, women have high levels of estrogen in their blood that is supposed to block the negative impact of stress on the brain.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know that I agree with this.
I don't know about that.
I think my husband handles stress much better. I'm much more likely to crack under pressure than my husband is. I don't think it's a male or female thing.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's wrong. I think the people here at ilike.com, and we don't know if they're generalizing. Number six, women are better at sustaining relationships. When a woman is serious about a relationship, she scarifies. And what the hell kind of a word is that? Scarifies and gives everything to it.
Hello, typo.
I think it's clarifies. We call her sacrifices. Oh, there you go. This shows you how stupid I am. Number six, the female co-host is smarter than the male co-host. We call her sentimental, but when it comes to enduring relationships, women have an upper hand. Really? So the woman, because the woman is the better nurturer.
You know what? Honestly, I think maybe this one kind of goes back to something that's a little bit sexist in that, you know, a woman who plays the field, if you will, is not viewed the same way as a man who does. And I think over time that has made women be, you know, for their own reputation, be more devoted to something.
And to coin a phrase as well, when the man, it's usually the man that's out with the side dish on the side rather than the woman. You always hear he was cheating on her.
Yeah.
You don't hear she was cheating on him
not
that
as
much.
Often.
Somewhere it happens.
Yes.
But more often than not, it's the man that strays. But why is the man straying? It's a story for a different day.
Yes, we'll have to find another article on that.
Number seven is simply healthy and beautiful. Women are much more health conscious. They make sure they look good almost always mentally and physically. So men just let themselves go to hell. That's what this is saying. They don't care.
I guess so. Although, and we've had this conversation, but my husband is always very well. He's always haircut every 2 weeks.
Right.
He's
well coiffed.
Clothes.
He cares about himself.
He does. Yeah. So he's very. I think he and I are on par as far as keeping ourselves.
Every time I buy a new shirt, I get yelled at. How many shirts do you have? I do have a lot of shirts.
He's got an awful lot of stuff, too, and I also yell at him when he buys stuff because he... Ready for this one? No joke. My husband has, without exaggeration, 85 pairs of sneakers.
See?
Not kidding around. And when more come in the house, I go, and which ones are we giving to the Salvation Army? And he's like, stop it. We're not giving anything away. This is not a storage unit. What are we doing?
He
does not need them.
They're his babies.
He does not.
Yes, he does.
I could hide them and he would never ask for them.
Are they different colors?
Yes.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right. And you just said he's haircut every 2 weeks.
Yes.
He's interested in the way he looks.
Yeah.
He's at the cutting edge of style. That shirt's going to match those shoes.
It does.
Good for him.
I think that's part of the problem.
Good for him. See that? I like this man. Very, very nice. And I try to be that way too. Now, if we just give up and don't give a damn what we look like, now the woman's going to get mad.
Yeah.
The woman's going to stray.
Yeah.
The woman's going to use that women's intuition to go find somebody else, and before you know it, that woman's hanging out with the guy over at the Little League.
For the most part, I would just wear whatever she buys you. I think I would go with that.
See, my wife doesn't buy me clothes.
No?
No. Yeah, and she's in the studio and says, I have too many clothes, as it is. So, see, but I need different clothes for work. My wife works in a medical office, so she wears scrubs all the time.
Scrubs
she
are
doesn't
great,
get
aren't
it.
They? Yeah, that's it's wow. easy. Any uniform is easy.
Really? Number eight, detail-oriented. Women can categorize things like task lists, birthdays, shopping lists, assignments, and whole calendars in their brains while remembering smaller details like what their boyfriend likes for dinners. We'll substitute husband here for our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And other basic facts. That is impossible for men. Oh, give me a break. This was written by a woman.
It's entirely possible.
It's written by a woman and it's wrong. I have details. I don't remember them all, but I have details. And you're thinking he has issues.
For me, I know that I'm much more detail-oriented.
You are?
Yeah.
You with your papers all over the kitchen?
Papers all over and just, you know.
Fascinating. Yeah. Female brain has better healing ability. If man and woman had an accident at the same time, women will be performing her daily tasks before the man opens his eyes. Wow.
This is like the man cold, which we should do an entirely separate segment.
The man cold?
The man cold.
Sniffles, you know, I'm going to be out of work for 2 weeks.
I'm going to be out of work for 2 weeks. I'm going to go lie down in bed and do nothing. Can you bring me chicken soup?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And the opposite never happens.
No, I had I had flu, not a cold. I had the flu badly.
Yeah.
And for one day, my husband made me lunch. Otherwise, I was on my own.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was he had to go to work, but I was like, you know.
But you're an expert cook. He said she can handle it herself. Even on your bad day, you're whipping up things that other people can't.
All I asked for was soup and some grilled cheese.
And he wouldn't do it?
No, he did it.
He did it.
He did it.
Grilled
cheese. Yeah, grilled cheese and turkey sandwiches are my husband's specialties.
It was really grilled? Was he good. Didn't just, you know, Kraft single, boom, and a piece of bread. Here you go.
There's no Kraft singles in my house.
Oh, please. Don't worry. He's not hiding it anywhere?
No.
Oh, he's making his own cheese. The cow in the backyard.
I probably made the cheese earlier in the week, and he.
Yes, he's taking your cheese and feeding it back to you. See, it's a smart man. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.